Welcome to Colts Monday Night, presented by Citizens Energy Group on 1070 The Fan and Country 97.1 Hank FM. From the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Colts Monday Night with Bruce Arians on 1070 The Fan and Country 97.1 Hank FM. Now, we're changing the format a little bit tonight, primarily because of the short week and the Colts practice schedule. They are currently on the field. They'll be off the field around 6:30. At that point, Bruce Arians will join us. So we're switching around a little bit. We usually use Marcus Pollard at the end of the show. We're going to use him at the top of the show and leave plenty of time for Bruce at the end. Quick reminder, if you have a question for Coach Arians, tweet the show directly at Pagano Show. Or you can log on to Facebook.com/Colts, and we will get your questions, and we'll be certain to air them tonight. Until 6:30, we'll be visiting with Marcus Pollard like we normally do at the end of the show. Subway would like to give away prize packages to the first Marcus five ready. Callers at 317-639-COLT. That's the same number you can use to call in right now if you've got a question for Marcus Pollard. Marcus joins us right off the practice field. You're not hurt, are you?
No, I'm not hurt.
Well, if you're not, you might be in the starting lineup down here next week.
Yeah, we got some guys down. We got to get some guys back out there on the field. We're playing great, and we need all the guys to be healthy and get out there and help contributing to wins.
Marcus, have you been surprised at all at how well this team has come together? And they're winning different ways each week. They're winning close games, on overtime game, but they're 5-3. It doesn't matter, as we've often said, it doesn't matter how you get them. You got to count how many you got at the end of the season. If you got enough, you're in the playoffs.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm a little bit surprised with the young team that we have, young at a lot of positions on offense. We got a few veteran guys on defense, but offensively, we got some young guys that's really stepping up and making plays. And it seems like Reggie's the old man for the offense, and he's still playing like a young guy. And so when you got that many young guys on offense and really having success that we're having to this point, winning tough ways, some guys are getting, Vic Fowler's getting in running in. Then the two young guys in the receiving corps yesterday have big games. So we're winning a bunch of different ways, but it's surprising just to have the success that we're having with a young quarterback, young line, young players on the offensive line, and young end receivers, and to have the success that we're having. I'd say I'm a little bit surprised.
You know, they will all tell you that Chuck Pagano laid the groundwork in training camp. Bruce Arians is following through with that, and it's just a matter of getting to know each other and getting acquainted. But you know, you've been through it. There's a lot more to that timing. The throw to T.Y. in the end zone yesterday, had they not worked on that play for a long, long time, it's just another incomplete pass. But it worked out very, very well. But timing is so key in this game.
It's so key. When you work on the routes that we have to complete between quarterback and receiver, if it's just off just a fraction, it can make a difference in a catch or a drop pass or a touchdown, as it's been played out so far the whole year. But the way they work and the way they've been gelled and going through training camp, to me, people talk about chemistry. And to me, that's the one thing I think that these guys are starting to figure out about chemistry, spending time in the locker room, laughing, joking, cutting up, going out on the field, working, putting your hard hat on, and going to work, working on extra routes after practice, working on down blocks after practice, having these guys do those kinds of things. So when it comes time to it, it's automatic. We've already been doing it, and we've rehearsed it. So when it comes time to doing it, and we've already done it before.
People will tell you that if you watch, and you have, a guy like a Reggie Wayne or Marvin Harrison or Marcus Pollard at practice, you work as hard in practice as you do in games. And I think when the young guys go to practice and they see a Reggie Wayne busting his fanny on every play in practice, you just kind of say, wait a minute, if he's doing it, I got to do it.
I agree, and I think that's what the young guys see. When veteran guys go to work and they see how hard they work in practice, Tomo would always tell us a lot that if you work hard in practice, games will come easy. And that's the same thing I'm teaching my kids here in high school, that if you guys, I want to make it as hard as possible for you in practice. So in games, it'll be a piece of cake because you've already seen the worst thing possible. And if you get anything better than that, you can only expect success. And that's what we achieve. The guys are getting out there working hard, following the veteran around. So Reggie Wayne's, Corey Redding's, the Zibikowski. These guys have been in the league for a while, and the young guys respond and say, I'm watching and seeing what these veteran guys are doing, and that's how we're supposed to have success. This is how we're going to win, and I'm going to do what they do.
Marcus, you've been through it. You play on Sunday, then you have to play again on Thursday night. it's kind of a player's nightmare because you sometimes you don't feel good until Friday, but you got to play Thursday. How did you do it? What do you have to do during this week?
You know, Bob, that's a tough question because everybody's different. I think the older you are, the tougher it is to get up for a Thursday game. Like you said, most guys don't start feeling good until about Thursday or Friday, but then they got another 2 days to kind of get ready for a Sunday game. But when you're having a short week, you play on Sunday, you already feel like you've been in a car accident on Monday. It's tough getting out of bed. And then have to play on Thursday. I would always try and find some time to relax, get a massage, get in a cold bath, and do things like that just to get off my feet and see how fast I can get back to how I was playing and performing on the Sunday prior to. But it's tough. I mean, it's a tough situation for the coaches because they have to get the game plan ready. Guys are having to get healed and healthy and getting that energy level back up to when they normally had 4 or 5, 6 days to get ready. Now they got 2 days. And so that makes it tough.
And if you're just tuning in and you're hearing Marcus Potter instead of Bruce Arians, what Marcus just said is exactly what's going on. The Colts have just put the game plan together today. They are working out right now. They should be done in the vicinity of 6:30. Bruce Arians is going to join us at that point. But right now, if you have a question for Marcus, the number to call is 317-639-COLT. Marcus is going to be with us for the next 15 or so minutes. We'll take your calls. We'll talk about what's going on with the Colts, and then we'll hear from Bruce Arians at the bottom of the hour. Citizens Energy Group is proud to be the Colts' conservation partner. For conservation tips, go to citizensenergygroup.com. Citizens Energy Group, we're all citizens. Colts fans, be sure to visit the Bud Light tailgate tent across the street, just north of the stadium for pregame fun and $3 Bud Lights. Make the Bud Light tent your place before the game. The Drive of the Game is sponsored by Tom Wood Lexus at 96th and Keystone. They invite you to test drive a Lexus today. The Drive of the Game yesterday ended with this pretty nice catch by T.Y. Hilton.
Luck under center. Back to throw. It was Carter. Andrew is going to let one fly. It is caught! Touchdown! Wow. The Colts get it! T.Y. Hilton took it away from two defenders! 36-yard touchdown pass. The Colts go on top, 19-17. Extra point to come.
The extra point was good. Then Miami tied the game. And Adam Vinatieri, who had some say a bad day yesterday, I won't say that. He had a tremendous rush all day long. One was tipped. The 54-yarder was tipped. The 47-yarder, you can't make them all. But he made the one that counted. And the Colts won it 23-20. The man has made 403 field goals, and we say it every Sunday, but if you're picking a guy who's going to win a game for you with a long field goal or a short field goal, it doesn't make any difference. I'll take number 4 anytime. Marcus Pollard is with us. We will continue to chat with Marcus, and we'll also get your questions. Again, the phone number to talk with Marcus is 317-639-COLT. You're listening to Colts Monday Night. Bruce Arians will join us at the bottom of the hour on 1070 The Fan and Country 97.1 Hank FM. Welcome back to Colts Monday Night, and we'll be joined by Bruce Arians at the bottom of the hour. And the reason for that is the Colts are practicing right now. This, again, is a very short week. The practice, we'll find out from Bruce, but I would imagine it was more of a walkthrough today. The guys are pretty beat up after yesterday's game. The show tonight presented by Citizens Energy Group, proud to be the Colts' conservation partner. Find winning conservation tips, citizensenergygroup.com. And the Red Gold Red Zone Efficiency Report from yesterday, 3 times the Colts got inside the 20-yard line, scoring 1 touchdown, but they got 2 field goals as well. And each one of those 3-pointers was huge. Red Gold, the Indiana producer, manufacturer of premium quality tomato products since 1942, proud to donate canned tomato products to Indiana food pantries for each successful trip to the Red Gold Red Zone. We're rejoined by Marcus Pollard, former tight end, a very, very good tight end for the Colts in some very, very good years with the Colts. And again, you can talk to Marcus, 317-639-COLT, 639-COLT. As a matter of fact, Barry's up first. Barry, you're on with Marcus Pollard. Did Barry go away on us? All right,
yes,
Mark.
Sir.
Yeah, go ahead, Barry. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on.
He's gone.
And Marcus, this game this week coming up against Jacksonville, not only is it a tough game to get ready for, it's a division game. It's one you really need to win. And then the Colts will get 10 days off. The team is a little banged up right now. But, boy, if you can sneak one out and get to 6-3, sure, a big stride toward what we want to get to, and that's playoffs at the end of the year.
Yeah, that is a great comment, Bob, because if we can get to 6-3, then we get 10 days off. And when you can hit that stride and you're playing well and you can expect to make the playoffs, a lot of people didn't think you will with the rookie quarterback and everything that's going on. But I think the key to this Thursday game is to do what we've been doing. We mentioned earlier about camaraderie and chemistry and team. I think what we have to do is just do what we've been doing, because to me that's the key. And you can't go in and do a whole bunch of wrinkles and do a little this and a little bit of that. We have to do what we've been doing. I think if we can do that, we'll have success and hopefully get a win on Thursday.
Offensive line play. Because of injuries, there's been a shuffling since almost the first day of training camp. But the last several games, there's been continuity, and it really looks like it's helped. We ran for 140 a couple of weeks ago, 170 against Tennessee, and a very effective 97 yesterday, and the old line really seems to be doing their job.
I think so. You know, like you said, the last game was only 97, but they were effective 97. They were enough to make the plaques and get in behind us, suck those linebackers up so we can get balls in behind them, and it worked to a T. And that line, they're just, you can just see them growing. They're young, but they're growing. If you can get those guys to stay together for 3 or 4 weeks at a time, and we know exactly who's going to be where, and I know who I'm in the trenches with every play, and we get that line of communication between the calls that they're making, it's just going to really help this team get that much better running the ball as well as passing it.
As a former tight end, do you like the way Bruce Arians uses that position in the offense?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Bruce, where were you when I was playing? But we did a great job getting to the tight ends when, you know, playing for Tom and that offense. But Bruce is doing a great job of utilizing every facet and asset that he can with these tight ends. They're moving them all over the place in the backfield, wide out, running slants, running takeoffs, running comebacks. And these guys are athletic enough where they can do that. Because if he didn't have the talent to do that, Bruce wouldn't just take a guy and line him up out there. So it says a lot about these guys' ability and what they can do and having that kind of confidence in these guys that they can actually go out and run routes against corners and run routes against receivers and really outfield going out man some of the linebackers in the league.
Let's go to the phones again. Give it a try. Glenn is up. Glenn, you're on with Marcus Pollard.
Hey, I was just kind of curious how the feeling in the clubhouse there after the game when Coach Pagano come in. I know it hit me pretty hard there when I seen it last night. I'll hang up and listen to the reply. Thank you.
I don't know, Marcus. Were you able to see that?
Marcus dropped. Hold on.
Okay, Marcus, we'll get him back in just a second. Let me tell you what little I know. I wasn't in the locker room, but we were looking at the video at the time that Chuck showed up. And to watch the players react, first of all, they were, I think, a little surprised when Chuck showed up for the pregame. And he talked to them, and most of them didn't want to comment on what the message was. But whatever it was, they took it to heart. And then when he showed up in the post game after they had won and talked to them and told them he'd be back and that he was fighting and his, he said, you know, you don't fight the circumstances, go to the vision. You can't do much about the circumstances. You have to have the vision to get through that. And the players really took that to heart, and Chuck is taking it to heart. And again, he's got a situation coming up with a chemo coming up early in this week, and it's going to be a little tough, but he's ready. He's a fighter. We're going to take a break because the man is here. We'll be back with Mr. Arians in just a moment. You're listening to Colts Monday Night with Coach Bruce Arians in just a moment on 1070 The Fan, Hank 97.1. Welcome back to Colts Monday Night. I'm Bob Lemme. We are joined by Bruce Arians here on 1070 The Fan in Country 97.1 Hank FM. And the schedule changed a little bit this week. You don't normally practice at this hour, but then again, it's a strange week.
Yeah, the Thursday night football is an animal all to itself. And this is my seventh year in a row with one of these games. And it takes a lot out of a coaching staff to try to prepare a game plan, especially after a big win like that in four hours, which normally takes 16 hours. And a lot of our guys did a great job of preparing Friday and Saturday for today. And it's very hard for me to prepare for one team and play another team, so I don't do that. So I've been up since the crack of dawn, and it was good practice.
Marcus was saying that when he was a player, he didn't like a whole lot of changes from Sunday to Thursday because mentally he couldn't figure it out. Is that kind of a situation? You don't try to change too much because of the short week.
Yeah, you just today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
In our world, today's Wednesday. Now tonight is Thursday for the coaching staff because we already lost one practice, and you got to put Thursday's and Friday's game plan in now tonight so we can practice it tomorrow. And so we got most of our stuff done today in a walkthrough, and we'll pick up the tempo a little bit tomorrow, not much. And I mean that was a pretty physical football game, and then go back to walkthrough tempo Wednesday, jump on the plane, and play Thursday.
Let's go back to yesterday. Another remarkable win. You're winning close games, which I would think for a young team to do that is especially tough. Veterans been through the war. They know how to do it. But young guys in this league, winning the games that your team is winning right now is incredible.
Yeah, I've been really pleased with everybody's effort. It's fantastic. And you know, our defense 2 weeks in a row, it started out a little bit slow but came in and just played gangbusters in the second half of both ball games and limited both teams to 3 points. And our offense continued to maintain possession of the football by controlling third downs. And we talked about it all week. The third down was going to be huge. The Dolphins were number one in the league. And, you know, and we had a great day.
And the remarkable thing, like 7 third downs were 10 or more. That's incredible in any game, but especially against a team that came in giving up 26% of third downs.
Yeah, that's unheard of. And Andrew was unbelievable. The receivers did a great job. But even more than that, the offensive line did an unbelievable job, pass protection. And you know, the both tackles, I can't say enough about Costanzo and Winston shutting out those defensive ends. The only sack they got, we really held onto the ball too long, and Dwayne got pushed all the way around the corner on a defensive end. But it was a great, great job by all guys on third down.
Bruce, I'm not sure people, maybe none of us realized how good Miami is. That's a good defensive football team, and Tannehill is a good young quarterback. That was a great game to win yesterday.
Oh, it was huge. I mean, they've got a lot of pieces put together now. They've been doing it for a while, and the new staff, I think, is an outstanding coaching staff. But, yeah, they got a great young defense, and secondary solid. You know, the pass rushers are outstanding, two big tackles in the middle. But where they're really good is their offensive line. I mean, our guys got after their offensive line, and they got a first-runner, Pro Bowl center, Pro Bowl left tackle, number two pick right tackle. But our guys really got after him, especially in that second half.
Yeah, only 2 sacks, but there are a lot of hurries, and I think he had to throw the ball away more than he had planned on doing.
Yeah, Dwight looked like Dwight. Dwight's finally starting to get healthy, and I mean, he got after them really good and created some spots where he got guys free on the twists and the games, and Ryan had to throw the ball away a couple times, and you know, our coverage clamped down pretty good in the second half, and it was just a great team effort.
With this team, as young as they are and growing into where you want them to be, when you have a short week like this, how do you handle it with them, especially the guys who haven't been through it very much?
Well, yeah, you just have to maintain focus on today and get them in the frame of mind that this is Wednesday and this is what's going to happen today. This is what's going to happen tomorrow. All right, and then you play a ball game sooner than you ever do. And as young as we are, it's extremely hard. The veterans, I think, will do a great job getting these guys ready and telling them what to anticipate. And we have great veteran leadership in every room, so I'm really not concerned. My biggest thing is, are we physically going to be ready to play?
Guys who stepped in yesterday, A.Q. Shipley, that's the second time he's done it. And you wouldn't think he'd be as good as he is, but he's ready when you call.
Hey, Q's a fighter. And you know, he got out there and he got tossed on the first play by the big tackle, but he battled his tail off, and you love him to death. And Bradley Soule got in there and jumped at right tackle when Winston went down, and we didn't miss a beat, you know. And Donnie goes down, and LaVon comes in and plays his best game. I mean, at one time we had a rookie flanker, a rookie split end, a rookie tight end, a rookie running back, and a rookie quarterback all out there together, and Reggie. So it was fun. It's a great, great future.
And you said something yesterday was interesting. T.Y. had one get away from him early in the game, but then you call the two guys together and say, look, you got to play. Let's get something done.
Yeah, it's time to quit being, rookies. I mean, they had chances. They both had chances to make plays, and we didn't need an ordinary play. We needed a great play, and T.Y. stepped up and delivered. And, I was really, really excited. He looked like a punt returner yesterday. He wanted the ball, and he was going to make somebody miss, make something happen. He got good field position for us a couple times. So that was another nice step forward for our football team.
And my heart's not real good anymore, and I can't stand these late second rallies, but coming back like you have the last couple of weeks and winning games the way you have has to give this team a great deal of confidence going on through the next eight games they've got to play.
Oh, there's no doubt. Coming out, refocusing at halftime and playing our best ball in the second half, and overcoming deficits is tremendous for a young football team, and it just continues to build confidence in you all the time. And the way our mantra of next man in line, whoever's gotten his opportunity has played extremely well. And Justin Hickman, I really got a signal. He had a great week of practice last week, and he got after it. That's the best I've seen him look, and it really showed up in the games. I mean, we got some young guys really coming on.
And they're all ready to play, and that's a good thing, or most of them are ready to play right now. Andrew, remarkable. And you haven't been surprised at all because you've seen him, you've been around him. What makes him tick?
Well, he has such a great passion for the game, and he has that grit that he's not going to lose. And he's able to will the rest of the guys in the huddle with his passion and with his athletic ability and everything else. But his will to win is what separates – that's what separates the great ones, And the ones I've been around all had it. He's definitely got it. And some of those throws in the fourth quarter with guys draped all over him were fantastic.
I don't think you want him to throw as much as the 48 throws or 55 throws in a game. Sometimes it's necessary – yesterday, the run game was really efficient, but you only got 97 yards. You wanted a little bit more than that, I would think. But throwing the ball that much, that's not a problem for him at an age?
No. He understands the game, and we took a lot of shots in that ball game down the field. And when I looked at my call sheet, there weren't many left in what I call home runs. And we hit, and we finally hit them, and we needed to get those chunk plays against that defense, and we were able to hit those big plays over 20 yards. And, like I said, these guys are young. They're not rookies anymore. They've played a season already, and, we got a second half of a season that hopefully, knock on wood, we can stay healthy and continue to progress and make get better each week.
Andrew mentioned that the chunk plays, too, and I think you got 10 of them, 9 passes and 1 run maybe. That's a lot of big plays in the game.
Yeah, our goal was 6, and to have chunk plays. And we knew the running game was going to be tough sledding.
Yeah.
And we were trying to play big ball and throw it and then get little ball and run it. And it worked out pretty good.
Again, you've got young backs who every time I talk to Lalonde, the only thing he says is give it to me more. And Vic wants it more. Those two guys have really come through when you needed it in the running game.
No doubt. Vic again, had a closeout run. And biggest thing for Vic in that game, he had 3 catches, all huge third down conversions. And DeLon ran the ball really well. DeLon, just his attention to detail has to pick up. We had a screen pass that was wide open for a touchdown, and he wasn't quite in the right spot. Little things like that, he's getting better and better and better. He's got to just stay focused on getting better, not just – he can't be a one-trick pony and just run the football.
And Donald gave it a try, which is about all you can ask of a guy.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Brown felt like he finally had surgery. Last week was kind of miraculous that he was able to play full speed, and it finally hit him Thursday. And he and I went out pregame, and we tested it out, and we thought we could get third down, you know, just play for third down because he was going to be our nickel back in the game, and I trust him with everything as far as pass protection for our quarterback. And he thought he could go, and then boom, he knew he couldn't, and then it, you know, fell in Vic's lap, and he did a great job.
All right, we are talking with Bruce Arians. Your chance to coming up. We've got some social media questions we're going to throw at Bruce when we come back. Also look at a little bit of the injury report. We'll be right back. You're listening to Colts Monday Night with Bruce Arians on 1070 The Fan and Country 97.1 Hank FM. Welcome back to Colts Monday Night with Bruce Arians. Everything you need to start your day off right, weather, traffic, developing news. Wish TV's Daybreak, a better way to start your day and manage your energy bill this winter. With interactive tips to weatherize your home at Vectren.com. Vectren, live smart. All right, here's the injury report. Did not practice today. Kobe Fleener, Vontae Davis, Winston Justice, Robert Mathis, Gerard Powers, Donald Brown, Samson Satelli, Donnie Avery. Anybody left? is this as bad as it looks?
Well, it's going to go to the wire for a lot of these guys. And, you know, one of my concerns is the flight, because guys swell on the plane and, you know, they'll feel pretty good. And then we got a, thank goodness, a night game, so we can get a bunch of treatment down there. But, yeah, we think we're going to get a bunch of these guys back, and we just got to wait and see how it goes as the week progresses.
We were talking off air, and one of the things that I thought was a problem, you're telling me is not. Number one, Reggie catches the ball. He's trying to get out of bounds to save you a timeout. The official blows the whistle that he was down by contact, and they show the replay, and the Miami player missed him and hit the turf. But there's an addendum to that.
Yeah, no, the official got it right. Reggie came out. They missed it. They missed him, but he went backwards. All right? Yeah. If you're untouched, you got to be going forward to get the clock stopped. And the referee made a proper call.
Okay. All right, let's get to the calls. First of all, we'll go to the board over here. Colts 89. He wants to know, will Luck ever have the full reign of the offense like Peyton did?
No.
That's pretty simple. Is there a reason for that? What would be the difference there?
We're not that style of offense. I mean, we don't want to be spread out all the time. And we do a pretty good job with our no-huddle the way it is right now and being able to go in and out of different personnel groups even when we're in it. But he's got enough on his plate right now. And, I mean, yeah, he might when I retire.
Well, that's never, so he's never going to get it done. All right, Ken Faulkner wants to know, before Miami's first touchdown, why not decline the penalty to make it 3rd and 8?
I'm not really sure what he's referring to right there. So
I'm not either.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay. 3rd and 8. Ken, call back and get specific. Paul, why did Winston Justice come out of the game?
Oh, he couldn't play anymore. He pushed it as hard as he could on his knee. He had injured his knee in the second quarter and pushed it as hard as he could and just couldn't go anymore.
And Jesse wants to know, do you realize how proud this city of Indianapolis is of you and this team right now?
Well, hopefully we'll make them prouder. And, you know, we're on a mission to do something special. And, you know, we've got all the reasons to help this community continue what's been a great rallying around Chuck, and our goal is to extend this season. He had a great report today. He's fixing to go into one really tough time and then another really tough time with second and third rounds of chemo, but he is in remission, and we've got our fingers crossed that December 30th he can lead us out of that tunnel.
Wow, that would be unreal. What was yesterday like? I know the message got out and it wasn't really supposed to, but what was the feeling in the locker room when he walked in before the game and then afterwards?
Well, before the game was special. I knew he was going to say it. Some of the players knew he was coming. But we have a big horseshoe in our locker room, and we squeeze everybody into the shoe. We say a prayer and then the last-minute speech before we take the field. And in the back of the locker room, I asked the guy, hey, open up the back there. And everybody said, we never open up the back. And Chuck walked in, and it was just unbelievable looking in their eyes how excited they were that he was there. He delivered a great message. And then after the ball game, you know, it was really special to have that win.
Yeah, I mean, it might not have been too much different just because he was there, but the fact that you won and the fact that he was there, I would think that's one of the more special wins we've had so far.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, the Green Bay one was huge, and this one was right next to it.
And you've talked all along about the fans and helping at home. That 60,000 sounded like 100,000 yesterday.
Man, they were special. That was great. Can't thank them enough. That was fantastic. And hopefully we've got reason to even get louder the next time.
This day, if you had your druthers, I want you to get fined either, but I think it's interesting. 3 days, I don't know that any players or coaches are in favor of this, but it's on the schedule, so you got to do it. But
yeah,
this is tough.
Thursday night football, I mean, it was tough enough when it was a Thanksgiving Day or a holiday game for those teams, because whoever traveled, it was always Detroit and Dallas got to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
The traveling teams, it was tough on them. And then, this is my seven years in a row of doing this, and it's hard on them physically. I mean, it's really hard for their bodies to come back and play that quick.
All right, some more questions. We've got Charlie Rockabang wants to know, is it a bigger challenge rallying a young team or adjusting to being a head coach?
They're kind of one and the same right now.
Yeah.
We have 8 first-year starters out there on offense and some young guys on defense. But I think just watching our young guys grow and trying to make sure that we can put them in position to be successful every week, that's your job as a coach. And not get too complicated, but, the head coaching part is kind of easy.
It is?
Yeah, I mean, it's just – I didn't have to throw my flag. I did throw my flag this week and was wrong, but that's really all there is to it.
If you believe that, folks, I have this island in the South Pacific for you. Sean Abbey wants to know, are we going to see Vic Ballard become the Colts' featured back?
Well, you know, it's a nice problem to have. Hopefully Donald Brown can play this week and get healthy. We've got 3 good backs. Vic has carved out a great niche for himself right now as a rookie, and I think in time, potentially, he could be. But with Donald's speed and explosiveness and Vic's abilities, and then you still have DeLon, I really like our backfield.
Chris wants to know, after releasing Mawelde Moore, who takes on the kick-returning duties full-time?
Well, Zibby did a great job. I mean, Zibby brought it out to the 30 for us, and we'll probably leave Zibby back there right now. We were going to work Donald Brown, and he had done it in college. T.Y., his reps are so high right now offensively, we won't just leave him do the punts, but we can also use T.Y. But I think we'll stay with Zibby right now.
Talk a little bit about T.Y.'s punt returning. That's helped
us
out.
Yeah, he had a look in his eye. He wanted the ball, and been waiting to see that. He had it there earlier in the year and did a great job of getting us out to the 20 a few times and to the 25. And he wanted the ball. He was going to make somebody miss and make something happen. And I think he's just going to get better and better at it.
Any update that we said that Kobe didn't practice today? Any other update on him?
No, Kobe will be out for at least 2 more weeks. We're hoping that his shoulder stabilizes and he's ready to go in a couple weeks.
All right. What will be your decision on Josh Chapman this week? Or do you have to make it this week?
No, we don't have to. He can still stay on the practice PUP, and that's probably what we'll do on a short week.
All right. We're going to take a break. A reminder, Bruce is here for a little bit, and we're going to let him go after a couple of questions next time around. You're listening to Colts Monday Night with Bruce Arians on 1070 The Fan and Country 97.1 Hank FM. Welcome back. We're going to talk with Bruce Arians just a brief bit about Jacksonville. I hate to bring up these 3 letters, but I guess you have to. MJD, we don't know if he's going to play or not, but you have to prepare for the fact that he might play.
No, there's no doubt. He's such a great player, and we have to be ready for him. And, you always prepare for everybody that they have. It's the best player they have. And then you wait to see whatever's inactive list shows up. But it's just like they got to get ready for all our guys. But he is a great player, and he's always had great success against us.
I don't think there's anything to the word revenge, but Jacksonville beat us the first time around. You really need to get that win back.
Oh, there's no doubt. It's the big division win. Every game in the AFC right now is going to come down to some form of a tiebreaker down the road. We can't look that far ahead, but these add up real quick, and we have to stay ahead in our division.
Defensively, they're pretty good too.
Oh yeah, then they've had some injuries also, and they've got some new faces over there since the last time we played them, and there's some young players that are developing into really good players, but their secondary is really good right now.
One more quick one. I think you touched on a little while ago. Tomorrow is the big practice day. How do you combine 2 days into one tomorrow?
Yeah, you got to just basically slide in some red zone and some short yardage and goal line, and then review it again Wednesday so that you can get some almost full speed. I don't think we'll go full speed at all this week, but as far as just running. But we have so much third down and red zone football to put in. And we'll hit a little short yardage and goal line also, and then come back and review it all Wednesday in a walkthrough.
Bruce, as always, we appreciate it. You guys are doing a great job. 3 straight, 4 out of the last 5. It would really be nice to talk next week, 4 in a row and 5 out of 6.
You ain't kidding. This is a big game. Every game gets bigger now, and it's more fun to come to work, and I think the guys feel the same way.
Thanks again for the time. Go get some rest. Yeah, right. When are you sleeping now, on Thursday night after the game, on the plane trip back?
On the plane.
All right. Again, we will take your phone calls, and we've got a special interview with T.Y. Hilton come up. You want to do that right this minute? All right. We had a chance to chat with T.Y. earlier this afternoon. Give a listen. You beat the Miami Dolphins. Again, it's a last-second kind of thing, but you had a specifically good day yesterday. Was there anything special that happened?
No, just, working hard and continue to do the things I'm able to do. They started dubbing Reggie a lot more, so that kind of left me and Donnie Avery with one-on-one matchups that we had to win. And Andrew Luck did very well, buying us enough time, and we got open.
When you say you had to get going, you guys were playing pretty well anyway, but did you have to step up, especially when Donnie got hurt?
Oh, yeah, I had to step up. Went out, receivers went out the night before, and Reggie Wayne gave us a great speech. He told us how he used to double Marv, and he used to wonder why he wasn't getting the ball. And then he said, make sure when it's your time, make sure you're ready. And that's what I was able to do. I was ready and ready to go, and I had a big day.
With Reggie in the room, how much does that help all of you young guys?
Helps out a lot. He's a 12-year veteran. So ain't no defense he hasn't seen. So to have him in a room and just be able to pick his brain means a lot, and it's showing out there on the field.
When you beat Miami yesterday, was it a little bit special since you played at Florida Atlantic?
It was very special, especially them from me in Miami, where I'm from. So I kind of added more juice to the game for me, so I was going out there and just having fun.
How do you guys, you're playing in your first year, how do you take this one game at a time and not get blown away by what you're doing and maybe try to do too much?
In college, I always took things one game at a time. And here, that's what we're doing now, taking one game at a time. Don't worry about the next opponent. When that opponent comes, it comes. But right now, we're taking one day at a time and just thriving on that and feeding off one another.
Yesterday, you had a special visitor in the locker room, and Chuck Pagano. You've only known him for 6-7 months, but what did it mean to have the coach back in the locker room?
I mean a lot. He gave us that extra juice that we needed. And seeing him made us play even more harder and wanted even more. So we thrived off him, and we came out with a victory for him.
You're also, in addition to being a very good receiver, you're running punts back now, and every once in a while a kickoff. Do you like that aspect of the game, the returns?
Oh, yeah, I like it. There's one aspect where I know I'm going to get the ball once they kick it to me, if they kick it in bounds. But, I love changing games, so once they give me the opportunity, I try to make the best out of it.
Is there a tendency at time when you're back there to say, I'm running this back no matter who? You ran one back, the guy, I thought he was breathing on you when you caught it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't want to fair catch yesterday. I wanted to make a play for my team, and that's what I did. Gave me a good field position. Instead of us going 80, 90 yards, I tried to shorten the field for Andrew Luck in the offense.
For you, you're a young guy coming in. You still have a half a season left to play. But Bruce keeps telling us, none of your rookies anymore. Do you feel like you've thrown away the rookie stripes?
Oh, yeah, got to throw that away. First day you get here, you may be a rookie, but as the season goes, somewhere along the line, the team's going to need you. So you got to be a vet quick and grow up fast, and that's what we're doing with this offense.
How are you going to adjust? This week is a short week. You play Sunday. Now you got to turn around and play on the road Thursday. It's tough.
I just got to take care of your bodies now. Jacksonville came in here and beat us, so we're going to try to get that game back and just thrive on one day at a time, and when we get there, we'll be ready to play.
you and LaVon, a bunch of guys, Palmer, everybody is a young receiver. You guys get together and talk about what's going on and how to handle situations?
Oh, we always talk. We the young group guys at the receiver course, so we always stick together, try to help each other out as we are out on the field. And, you know, Reggie Wayne, great leader, and we ask him as many questions as we can, and once they get answered, we feel pretty comfortable out there on the field.
Back to that touchdown yesterday, you out-jumped two guys. Mm-hmm. Was that the game plan when you get in there? Did he just throw it up and you had to go get it?
He threw it up, he gave me a chance for once he threw the ball, I knew that was my ball, so I had to go get it, and I couldn't let him down that time, so I just went and got him and made a play for my quarterback.
What's it like to win games in the National Football League, especially when very few people think you can?
A lot of teams have doubted us. You know, they had us ranked 32 out of 32 teams. So right now, we're proving them wrong, but that's not what we're here to do. We're here to take one game at a time and just feed off one another.
T.Y. Hilton, who had the great 36-yard catch the other day against the Miami Dolphins that helped the Colts on the way back. Well, order the Colts combo from Papa John's, any large pizza up to 5 toppings and a 2-liter for only $12. Log on to PapaJohns.com and order today. Visit Colts.com to view the most recent feature of Instant Access presented by Exact Target, powering real-time connections. Meyer, the official supercenter of the Colts, will be hosting special Blue Friday events throughout the 2012 season. During every Blue Friday at Meyer, 24 fans will win 2 passes to a VIP tailgate party, 2 tickets to the game. For more information, visit Colts.com/Blue Friday. Don't forget the Colts' next home game is the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The Buffalo Bills will be in town. Another 1 o'clock kickoff. And speaking of that, if you haven't heard by now, the Colts at New England on the 18th of November has been flexed. Instead of 1 o'clock kickoff, the kickoff will be 4:25 on that Sunday afternoon. So the fact that the Colts are playing well has not gone unnoticed by the league, and we'll be playing New England in the dark. It gets dark early up there. By 4:30, it'll be very, very, very dark, and it'll be fun. Chuck Pagano's playbook, brought to you by Citizens Energy Group. Make conservation tips a part of your playbook. The question was, did Bruce Arians expect the kind of game that Andrew Luck had yesterday? 433 yards, a couple of touchdowns. The quick answer is yes. Bruce has not been surprised by anything that Andrew has done or any way he does it. It's been a very interesting situation to watch him grow, but for Bruce, not much. Time for the Grow Up Great Rookie Report. Well, T.Y. Hilton yesterday with that big catch, the touchdown. He is our Grow Up Great Rookie of the Week. We'll do the same thing next week. Back to the original schedule. And again, we turn things around tonight because of the Colts practice. Hope you enjoyed the fact that Bruce was able to spend a little more time with us. And again, keep the Colts and Chuck Pagano in your thoughts. He's got a couple of tough rounds of chemo coming up, and we're all going to be wishing him the very best and his family as well. Thanks for listening. See you next Monday night right here on 1070 The Fan and Country 97.1 Hank FM.